Welcome to FM Yerushalmi, the shir sponsored in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Eruvin Daf Tzayin in the Oiz V'Hodor edition. We're starting Daf Tzvov Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. It says the Gemara, Chotza Shipsucho Leposim. If you have a courtyard which is open into the Pasei Birois, Pasei Birois, as we mentioned before, is the four L shapes that are around the well, and one can carry over there. So if you have a chotzer which is open to the pasim, so then mitaltelim in a chotzer lapasim, and using a b'chaim's gear, so umin a pasim la chotzer. We treat them both as rishus hayachid, and you can carry them from one to another. Hashtayim osur. That's very good if you have one chotzer open to the pasim. But if it will be two chatzeros open to the pasim, two courtyards open to the pasim, and they didn't do an eruv between them, so then you can carry from these chatzeros into the pasim. The chatzeros are oyser on each other, and then you can't carry to the pasim either. Says the Tzayin Amud Aleph, Omar Bo Loisov Dova Shtei Chatzeros Ela Afilu Chotzer Hakas Ubo Shtei Batim. Why do you have to need to speak about two chatzeros? Even one chatzer has two houses in there. The more understands right now that there's no eruv, so you can't carry in the chatzer. You can't carry in the chatzer. You can't carry from the chatzer to the pasim. So the Gemara is really implying here a question: why you say two chatzeros is a problem? Even one chatzer and there's no eruv is a problem. Says the Gemara, Savin Meimar, the Bnei Yeshiva thought, B'shelo Irvu, I'm Irvu Mutarim. The two chatzeres that open, that we said before, that you can't carry from there to Bein HaPasim, it's only if there's no Eruv. But if there's an Eruv between the two chatzeres, it'll be okay. So then we have Daniel Breda Avtino, B'shem Rav Chuno, Afilu Irvu Asurus, Shein Eruv Oiseo Samachas. He says the Eruv just allows for one to carry from one chatzer to another chatzer. But it doesn't make the two chatzeres into one chatzer. It's still two chatzeres. And mainly because it's still two chatzeres, the eruv that they did does not work for Bein HaPasim. Rabbanu are now attacking eruv for the Bein HaPasim. So because they're still two chatzeres, you can't carry from them to Bein HaPasim, even though between them you could carry. So the more of Chuno kedaiti. Chuno goes l'shitosur. The ispalgun. There was a machlokes. Mavoi shetzidu echad goy vetzidu echad Yisrael. You have a mavoi. The one side has a goy. The other side has a Yisrael. The din is, we'll see it later in the Masechta, that if you have one Yisrael living with a goy, he can carry over there. But if it's more than one Yisrael, so then he can't carry Rabbanu or Goyzef, so Jews will not live next to the goy. So says the Gemara, Rav Chuna b'shem Rav Omar, if there's a few Jews together, im irvu derech psochim agoy oyser alim, if they did eruv through the doors, meaning that they both have doors open to the chatzar, and they did eruv, the goy still makes it asur. Why? Because though they made a eruv, they still considered to be two different people. And Rabbanu did not allow two Jews to live with a goy. I mean, Rabbanu did not allow to do an eruv with a goy if it's more than one Jew. So though they did a eruv, they still considered to be two and not one. Abba, Babar Chano, B'Shabi Yochanan, Afilu Irvu Decha, Loi Nois, Ein HaGoy Oyser Aleim. Rabbi Yochanan comes to argue, and he says, when two people do an eruv, they're considered to be one. And even if the connection is only through a window, what is the even over here? As Reb Chaim explains, meaning that the second person doesn't have a door going into the chatzar. So only one Jew has a door going into the chatzar, and the way he connects to the other Jews through the window. Now, why is that a chiddush? So Reb Chaim explains, the Gemara is going to say later, that what's the reason that a person should not have an eruv with a goy? Because we don't want to live next to a goy, because a goy may kill him. Now, if there's only one Jew to begin with, he knows that the goy may kill him, and we don't have to do any gzeiros in order to stop it. But if it's two Jews, so one will rely on the other, and they may live together. So here, you have two Jews living in the same avoy, and they're connected only through the window. So there's more of a chashash that the Jew who has the door going into the chatzar, he will rely on the other Jew and stay with the goy alone. Because the other Jew doesn't have a door to the chatzar, it's more likely that the first Jew will be with the goy alone. Still, if he did a eruv, we consider to be one, and we allow him to be with the goy. That's the shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, no. I feel these boy of Chunuk Rabbi Yochanan. Even if Chunuk will agree with Rabbi Yochanan that regarding a Jew with a Yisrael, the eruv makes him into one, and he will say that tamun by the goy mutter moidu achashu aser. But here, by two chatzers going into the posi birois, it will be aser. Tamon, meaning by the Pasi Birois, Shema Lemochor Tichor Vaber. Maybe the next day, the well will dry out. But he's still, what he's going to do, Avu Sovu Loima, Shema Eruv Moril Pasi Birois. He'll say, Chor, the Eruv works for the Pasi Birois. Ve'ein Moril Eruv Pasi Birois. Eruv doesn't work for Pasi Birois. The only reason you can carry from a chotzer to the place of your Eretz is when you have a well, the Rebbeinu did a special takana that you can carry over there. But if there's no well, you can't carry. It's not enough. The mechitzer to open. But he will think, the whole time I use the eruv, the chur should work here as well. So that's why there they said, even if you have two chatzeres, even if you have a eruv, and even though they consider to be one, you still cannot carry from the chatzeres to the pasuk b'roris when it's two chatzeres. But by a guy, we don't have, it's a different story, it's a different reasoning, and therefore there, the eruv will make them to be one. They only allow the pasuk b'roris in order to draw water from the well. Once you can draw water from the well, you can carry it for other reasons as well. But if there was no water when Shabbos started, you can't carry in that pasuk b'roris. So even though water did come in Shabbos, it's still also because Shabbos came in b'yisur. Chorver haber, if the bear, there was water in the well in the beginning of Shabbos, and then it dried out on Shabbos, kvanichas Shabbos b'heter, Shabbos start with the heter, and therefore it's fine. If you know, if it also shol, ma'u letaltel ben apasim, meaning we know we can carry around the well, inside the mechitzas of the pasuk b'roris. But what happens between the pasuk b'roris themselves? The area between the two L-shaped fences, can I carry there? So they want name. Im yesh ben zel zar bot tfachim, if the width of the pasuk b'roris is four tfachim, ki skupa asuro. So that's like the entrance to a house, which is called a skupo. Then you're not allowed to carry in that entrance if it's four tfachim. If it's less than four tefachim, so then it's a mokam ptur, ki skupo muteris. So then it's considered to be like a skupo, like the entrance, which is mutter. And how is the mutter? Mutter lekan and mutter lekan. You can take from Shusha Rabbi and put in the skupo. You can take from Shusha Yochid, or in this case, between the pasuk b'roris and put on the skupo. Or the vachol yachli, but you can't take from one to another. You can't take from the pasuk b'roris, put it in the skupo, and then take it out. So the area in between the pasuk b'roris, between the pasim themselves, you look at it as the entrance to the house, to the skupo, and that entrance, that place, if it's less than four tefachim, you could carry and put things in there. And if it's more than four tefachim, then you can't, then it's a devar karmelis. In the Mishnah, we mentioned that according to our mayor, the size of the space between the pasuk b'roris is going to be two groups of three oxen. And Rabbi Yehuda says it's going to be two groups of four oxen. So the Gemara explains, Tani yeshno kesar amois divri amir. According to our mayor, it's 10 amos. Rabbi Yehuda amir kishloishase ukar abayisre. It's a little more than 13. Now what's the reason? The Gemara explains, paro amu v'mechtso v'ama b'naim. Every cow, every ox is an ama and a half. So if I have six cows in total, six times one and a half is nine. Plus is the amu between the two groups. That brings it to 10. That's the shita of Remeir. What about Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says it's four in each group. So it's eight times one and a half. Eight times one and a half is 12. An amu in between is an extra amu, makes it 13. So why does he say it's more than 13? So Rabbi Chaim brings two explanations. Either pshat is that when it says achat nicheses achas yoytzo, that the two groups are not facing the same direction, that's only Rabbi Yehuda saying it, and then the space between the groups is a little more than amo. That's why he said it's more than 13, it's between 13 and 14. Or the Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the measurement of the cow. He said a cow or an ox is not an amo and a half, but it's an amo and two-thirds. And then if you do 8 times 1 and 2-thirds, you get to 13 and a third, and he doesn't count the amo between the two groups. But in any case, the Gemara tells us that according to our mayor, the space between the pasuk b'roris is 10 amo, and according to Abiudo is a 13 amo and a third. Continuing now, after Zayin with Beis, Halacha Beis Zok Nemishto. Mutar lakriv laber ubilvad shetei poro roish shavruva b'frim v'shoiso. You can bring the pasuk b'roris as close as possible to the well, as long as you have enough space for the cow to have her head and most of her body next to the bear and be able to drink. We'll see in the Gemara why you need to have her head and the body. And that amount, the Bavli says, is 2 amo. You can distance the pasuk b'roris from the well as much as you want, but you have to make more pasuk b'roris. We'll see in the Gemara how that works. It says the Gemara, Mutar la'achiv la'ber v'chuli ravir v'shem rav Shmuel bar rav Yitzchok v'hu shi'ura kishi'ura zeh. Once you have this shear, afilu gamol kulim b'chutz mutar. Even if you bring a camel, which the camel is much larger than a cow, and most of the camel won't be within the pasuk b'roris if it's within the 2 amo. If the pasuk b'roris is in a distance of 2 amo from the well, but still it's okay because loy plug rabbonim. Once they said the shear based on the cow, it works for a camel as well. Pochas mishir hazeh, the same thing is the opposite. If it's less than this minimum shear, filu gdi kulam yifnim asur. Even if you have a small animal, like a gdi, like a baby goat, and he doesn't need so much space, it could be the entire body will be next within it. But if the distance between the pasim and the bear is less than 2 amos, that's possible. You need to have the size of a camel and the rider of the camel. Maupolik, does he argue? Does he have need more space? No. The cow pulls her head ahead. And therefore the space of a cow is equal to the camel, because the camel tilts the head to the side. So it's the same size. Why do you need the space to be Roisha Viruba of the cow? Why not only Roisha? Is it a problem if the head of the cow is inside and the body is outside and she's eating and the food goes into the body outside? Why would that be an issue? So, well, you're right. Of course, when the cow puts the head inside and the body is outside, it's fine. But that's only if the person is holding on to the cow and feeding her. But here we're talking that the person is not holding on to the animal. He's just holding on to the bucket, and the animal's eating from the bucket. So we chayish that maybe the animal will walk backwards, and he's going to walk after and go to a shusar rabim. So therefore we said you need to have enough space to have reish of Yerubo, even if he takes a step back, it's still within the mechitzas. Because what we learned in our Mishnah, that hey, if you want to make a bigger space, it's fine. You can make as big, the pussy burrows can be as big as you want. Selling while diet to the mayor, do you mean to shoot him? According to our mayor, that you put the L shape and you put the straight lines. So you're gonna, when you want to make a bigger space, you make more straight lines and you add it to the yumdim. According to the beauty, you can't put pshutim straight lines. You put only the L shape. So the L shape has to be longer in order to have the space should be less than 13 amma and a third. According to the beauty, that's the amount of space you can have between the walls. The amount you can use for the pasi biroris can be up to two seyas, beisatayim, and not more. Beisatayim at the beginning of a karkov. Beisatayim is the shear for places where people don't live. So there you say that the shear, if it was done on me'aleim, it happened on its own, you're not allowed to carry if it's more than two seyas, more than beisatayim, like a garden or a karkov, which is a closed area outside of the city. Avimaya deer or sahar. Deer is we enclose animals to fertilize the field. And sahar is the pen of the animals. Oy mukse, which is a backyard where people store things. Oy chotzer is the front yard. I feel the base chamesh skorim, I feel the base aser skorim mutar. You could do even a very large area. Because whenever it's ostu ledir, it's meant to live for living space, so then you can make a very large area. Similar thing over here, when you have pasi biyor, it's meant to drink from it. That's called a living space. So therefore over here by pasim boroys you can make as big as you want, as long as you have enough pasim to make sure that there's not enough, or there's no opening greater than the amount that you need to have, either 10 amma according to Meir or 13 and a third according to Abiyudo. Says the Gemara, Abiyudo ima ad beis satayim, al daite de Abiyudo be'er ma'u shatale mid the satayim. Ask the Gemara, how do you measure the beis satayim? Does the well, is the well included in the measurement? Or is beis hatayim besides the well? So think about if you say mudal, if you medol, let's look for the following. Shema lo zoimer ber sheyesh bo mida satayim. If the well itself is the size of satayim, einu mutter la'achigim eno elam eloi roisho v'rubu shalporo. So you can't really distance the yumdim much more than the bear. Only kedei roisho, the head and the body of a paro, which is 2 amas. And why is that so? Because really the max is based on time. You already have the max. I wasn't allowed for Oiler Regolim to have a place to use the bear, even if the bear is very, very large. So therefore, you can even a very large bear, you can have that minimum amount of pasibiroris, which is 2 amos. So here you have 2 base at time, plus a little bit more to be able to take the to draw the water out of the well. But what do you see from here? Zuk Tigmar Ado Amrosh Aber Oiler Midas Satayim. You see from here that the bear, you do count it for the measurement of satayim, because that's what we say, you can have only base satayim plus a little bit more. Why you don't say you can have another base satayim except the well, because the well is not counted as part of the base satayim. And lamucha, you see from here, the base satayim that we measure includes the well, if the well is too big, so I can't really add much more than the minimum amount. With this we conclude, Yushalmi Eruvin Daf Tzayin.